Hey everybody, After Buzzers, it is Life of Kylie, Season 1, Episode 5. We can't wait to get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to dive into the conversation. We obviously are playing Fashion by Lady Gaga because a lot of fashion was dropped on us today.
Yes.
Loved it. Fashion. Anyways, I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere and meet my wonderful co-host.
Hey guys, I'm Shanti. I need more followers. It has to happen.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Follow me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or tweet me if you must at Shanti Christina.
Hey guys, it's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey guys, I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at JustSandsWorld.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, we're so excited to get into the conversation.
Oh, yes.
Tonight's episode, I feel like, was juicier than all episodes
exactly.
together. And
let's
I loved
go in.
It. So we have a lot to talk about. Here we go. So, first thing I think we should kind of discuss, I know it's a little bit of a lower note.
Yeah, we got to end on a high note.
Yeah, we'll end on a high note for sure. But I didn't know about Jordan's dad. And that was one thing that was talked about kind of in the beginning and how that's affecting her. And so I wanted to kind of hear what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, I'm glad that we got to hear about more. I wish it was like something positive, but we got to see more into her life, that she has a family and she's doing things with it. I'm happy that we got to talk about it. And the way that they covered it, I think, was real respectful. And I was asking myself, wrote down... she was talking about, there's something that happened. I'm like, what, why, what's going on? But it took a second for them to answer it. I'm like, oh, thank God they answered it. Because they didn't answer it, I would have been mad.
Right.
I was like, we need answers. But we got it, so.
Right, I know, when they said, things, they kind of teased it, like, things are happening. And I was like, oh, no, I need to know.
Yeah, what
but
things?
They did it. So, and that's... I mean, I can't even imagine, but it's a hard topic, I'm sure, for her to still talk about.
Definitely.
It's very recent. When they shopped, it was only 2 months.
Yeah, I remember reading about it when it happened in the media, and she made it sound like it was really sudden, and I remember they set up, like, a GoFundMe page for her and everything, and obviously Kylie, I think, donated a ton of money. But, I mean, she just seems, honestly, she seems really strong, and... For a parent dying, she's really holding it together, and I commend her for that because I would not be able to do that.
Well, and I think it makes sense when she says that she's very distracted right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's really good for her, but I think that also that's a little bit dangerous because I think sometimes, like, you wake up one day and you're like, whoa, 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 everything hits you at once, and I think...
Mm-hmm. She hasn't really dealt with it.
Hopefully she's able to
And everyone deals with grief differently.
Right.
Sometimes you want to be busy. Sometimes you just want to lay in your bed by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she did it in a way that makes her feel comfortable. Like when she went back to Canada, we can talk about it a little bit later, went to Canada for work, maybe she just needed that getaway for a second to think to herself and talk to herself and not be talked at or... have to talk to somebody else. You just need that space sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the whole situation reminded me that, like, they're people, because sometimes it's hard to connect with them because they're so famous and rich or whatever. And so it was nice to see a really vulnerable moment with her that, like, I can't even imagine what that would feel like.
Yeah.
Right.
I love my dad.
I love my dad too.
A mess.
I know. So that was a little bit of a sadder note, but I think it was nice kind of to see inside of, Jordan, because Jordan is like the backbone of Kylie, think it was nice to see, Jordan's vulnerable too. She's very strong, but I think that
she's not just Kylie's friend. She has a life, she has a story, and we want to hear more about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's why I thought this episode was interesting. And next, I kind of want to talk about when the producer was trying to get into the room.
Yeah.
And
oh,
she
yeah.
was like,
so sad.
Yeah.
sassy, like you want to watch me pee.
Yeah. I wonder if there was kind of more episodes like that, kind of more moments where they didn't want the cameras.
I'm sure they edited it out to give Kylie like a fair edit because they're not going to have the show and make her look like shit. Yeah. Right. She's like a bitchy 20-year-old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the stuff that I want to see.
Don't you notice that the producers are more in this episode than any other episode?
Yes.
They had an Oprah docuseries moment going on because before it was like, yeah, this is how I feel. Now we see what the person looks like. We get more, this is a real documentary now.
And you know what? I think, and this is just my opinion.
I think we're gonna agree.
I think that this was shot recently. I think those with the producer, the like very docuseries were really getting real. I think that was so recent because all the tea and all the juice was in those episodes, and I don't think that they had that going into this season. That's totally my opinion. Do not know if that's true at all, but that stuff was like, it felt like we were trying to get deeper, like, and the questions were juicier, and like
I feel like this is where they start redoing the show because it's nothing like any other episode, and I walked away liking it,
right?
I liked the other one, but this is the best out of the five that aired.
Totally.
So it's like,
I think that made a huge difference.
Huge difference.
The way that they shot this one. And I think it had to be recent because it was totally different format.
Yeah, you can do a confessional 2 minutes before it airs and just throw it in. It's like totally. Not on site. You're in a room with a light and a camera. Mm-hmm. You can do it anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. I don't know if she reshot it again.
You don't think?
Do you think they vamped it up a little bit?
Maybe they re-edited it, but I don't think that she reshot it. Ooh. Just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Really?
I think they might have edited. Because they were still... Well, okay, because they're talking about... She's dating Travis Scott, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's who she's with. I feel like if they would have done it now, that she would be a little bit more open. Because they're still together. So I feel like she would have been a little bit more open.
She's pretty tight-lipped about it.
Yeah, but she's like super tight-lipped about it. And that's... Despite what she says, she's not someone who keeps her life very private. I mean, like, we saw everything with Tyga. So, and we're seeing a lot with Travis Scott right now, like, with her Instagram and, like, her Twitter and stuff like that, and, like, her public outings. So I feel like if it was recent, she would have been more, like, giddy and open
about
it. Agreed. But I respect that opinion, but I know that how... When you sit down in front of producers, they don't just show everything, but they're probably like, you got to remember this was shot back then, so let's talk in past tense.
Right. Yeah, that's also
true. 1,000%. And the people in the editing room are pretty good at saying, wait, where are we in the show? We can't actually include that. Maybe she did say something to Travis, and she's like, oh, well,
and then edited it out.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean,
we'll never know.
We'll never know, but maybe we'll know. I don't know. Maybe we could do some digging and figure it out.
I will say it's really interesting that she, like, was getting so annoyed with cameras because I'm like, this is, like, your life. Like, this has been your life for a very long time. So for her to, like, just now be, like, running away, I'm like...
Well, I wonder if it's just because it's not the family anymore. It's not a few sisters. It's literally just her. Yeah. So she's like, are you guys kidding? Like, I don't want it all the time.
I don't mind that.
I think that she didn't realize what she signed up for. Like, I think she is used to having cameras all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you notice a lot in recent Kardashian episodes, she's not the main focal point. She's, like, actually barely there. Mm-hmm. So I think that when she signed up for this show, she didn't realize that it was, like, literally going to be 24/7.
Right.
And so that's why I think that she does get a little bit annoyed. But I don't know. It was weird to see a little sassy part of her.
Yeah. I really don't mind it. I think that if I'm peeing and someone's knocking on my door saying, we got a fan, I'm like, wait a second. Like, let me do my thing.
I like it too, because
you want to come in
that.
And watch me pee?
Yeah.
And I like that. It's like a real moment. That's what made it more entertaining because it was very raw. Mm-hmm, it wasn't like fuzzy and
right.
Like,
and they're all very like monotone. So it was nice to see like her voice like go up an octave for a second. I was like, okay, there's something going on there.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was interesting. She's still not saying much about Tyga. And, like, I thought it was... The quote was weird when she was like, I thought this was going to be, you know, fun and revealing, but I didn't realize all this stuff was going to happen. I'm like, can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, at least they have us wanting more. I think that's the trick in keeping us watching, because if they give it up in one episode and it's like, okay, well, are we really going to watch the next episode? Because she basically said everything that she
wanted
to say. But
we're not even getting a glimpse of it at this point.
Yeah.
If I was
we're
watching,
not gonna get anything.
You know, I would be like, I don't even know. They're not going to give me anything.
No, we're not going to get anything.
You know.
Yeah. We're not going to get anything about Tyga because they already broke up and she's not going to delve any more information than she already has.
Yeah, she probably just wants to move on from that.
Yeah, because she has moved on, so why keep talking about it? I think the...
I don't know. People want to know about it, though.
Of course. But I just don't think that she's
going
to.
But it's also giving him more shine, so it's like, I'm not... I already gave you a come up, so why am I going to keep talking about you and giving you more... Because once she said something, they're going to ask... Every news outlet's going to ask him for question and answers, and she's like, I'm not going to give him that attention. He doesn't deserve that attention, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when the Kardashian Jenner clan is done with you, like, they're done with you.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah, you're out.
You're gone.
Okay, so you guys want to move into the Met Gala?
Yeah. Oh, can we talk quickly about the Boston and them going off with no notice for the producers? Because they were mad.
Yeah. I was a bit confused by that whole thing. And I don't understand why they went there. It was a little bit choppy, this episode. That's another reason I think a lot was shot. Recently, because not a lot of that stuff like meshed very well. I was very confused.
They went to Boston for a concert, Travis Scott's concert. Yeah. Then they came back to New York, went to another concert, Travis Scott's concert, and then went to a birthday party. And I don't know whose birthday party it was, but I remember seeing photos of her and Travis Scott.
Got it.
And that was what you refer to as that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we talk about how Jordan was, like, super pissed that she, like, didn't want to go to the concert? Yeah. She was like, why am I doing this? She essentially said she'd rather relax, hang out in New York, instead of go to her friend's new fling's concert, which I thought was also interesting.
Which she's probably a third wheel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because can you imagine, like, what you're doing? You're probably just, like, taking pictures of them.
Yeah.
Like, probably all the pictures there. Yeah, right. You're third wheeling it, for
sure. Is it just me, or am I the type of friend to say, you know what? You have some things going on with your life. Whenever you say no, it's no. Or you don't even say no. It's like, I see that you really... You said that you didn't want to go. So, you know what? You can stay here. We go to the concert in New York in, what, 2 days? Tomorrow? Mm-hmm. It's like...
But I feel like Kylie always needs someone to, like, be her sidekick.
But I bet you she could have gotten one
the
of
hairdresser.
Her people.
But I think Jordan's, like, the closest one to her. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this goes back to my thing that I said either last week or the week before. I can't remember. But I was saying that I think it's... It would be weird to have your friends always, you know, need to be around you. And I've got that sense that Jordan, she feels lost and she feels like she's living through Kylie and doing everything.
She's lost.
You know what I mean? But versus like this being a friendship or relationship, it's more of like a one-sided whenever Kylie needs you come out kind of thing. And that's exactly the vibe that I got tonight.
Right.
And I'm sure if... Jordan really didn't want to go, then she wouldn't have went. Like, if I think she gave in to the whole, well, she's my friend, let me go, let me not get her mad.
Right, and maybe that was something a producer put in her ear, like, I just need a little bit of drama. Can you say you don't want to go? But honestly, I don't know, because you can't really tell. Jordan's obviously going through a lot, but she's not super open about what she's going through. Mm-hmm. Well, she is, but, you know, like, how much she's feeling badly. But I think that, I don't know. I feel like she wanted to go, but that was kind of a little bit.
Do you feel like the Canada situation, her job that she had in Canada last minute was a real thing? I think it was.
Yeah.
It was a real thing. But if she really didn't want to go and stay with Kylie, then she would have stayed. But I'm happy that she went on her own. And the things that she said in the car by herself, I question when she's like, I don't know who I am. I'm a little bit lost. I'm trying to figure everything out. She's like, sometimes I want to be alone, whatever she said. Would she would have said that if Kylie was next to her? I was thinking that the whole time.
Well, but the thing about reality TV is the person's going to see it. You know, Kylie's going to see that footage. So you always know that they're going to watch it directly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I think she probably would have said similar stuff.
Just checking out the live chat, Alex Rivera says, this isn't Jordan's show. This is supposed to be about Kylie, not her friend's problems. And then that little, like, rolling eye emoji. Over it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, thank you guys so much for joining. We're so excited that you guys are in the live chat. Give us all your questions. Give us all your comments. We'll talk about it. So,
what's the point of filming of your show if you're not going to go show yourself going to the Boston concerts? Yeah, we want to see her at the concert.
Yeah. That's the thing. I kind of want to see the VIP treatment of a concert. I've only been, like, not VIP. So I would like to see what it's like to be, like, with the artists. And I'm sure that's really fun for all of them.
You know what would have been cool? If the producers went in another car chasing Kylie's car to get to the airport and then follow them around, and then the security like, no, no, you can't come here. No, 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 they're with me. We're filming everything.
Yeah.
And you get, like, a little peek of a door closing with her and her new new boyfriend, and we get the audio, but we don't get the visual.
Yeah. Like, should we just rewrite this episode? You
know what?
How cute would that have been? I would have loved just a glimpse of her being happy with the new guy.
Yeah.
With Travis Scott. I think that would have been, like, really cute and fun for me to see. But, yeah, you're right. We just don't, we don't see it.
We want to see it, but imagine if you just started dating someone, and then they had their, like, crew of reality TV producers and cameras show up, and you'd be like, this is weird.
But I think that's part of it.
But you already know what you're getting into. You're dating a Kardashian Jenner.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
You kind of know.
They film, what, 8 months out of the year? Well, probably even more, 10 months out of the year. You expect the camera to follow them everywhere.
You are dating a queen of reality TV.
Yes. Like,
right. So you know that the cameras will be there.
100%.
100%.
100%.
So, but when we were talking about Jordan leaving, was she supposed... I was confused. Was she supposed to go to the Met Gala with her or no?
I think she's supposed to be like... Yeah, I think she's supposed to be like a plus one or something.
I was so confused. Like, I was like, wait,
I was a little confused by that too.
Yeah.
But she wasn't getting ready, so I was like, well,
yeah. I wasn't sure about that. Yeah, because they didn't show what dresses that she was going to wear, if they were going to match. And they didn't ask Donatella what color should Jordan's hair be. So I guess maybe she was a plus one, but not on the red carpet, just like meet me inside, maybe.
Your plus one is not going to walk the red carpet.
Well, Kylie brought Tyga last year,
but
2 years ago.
But Tyga is a celebrity.
We can debate that.
You know what I mean.
I don't even know one hit song.
This ain't bring your BFF.
And he still ain't get paid yet.
Yeah, seriously.
Little Wayne still ain't get paid yet.
Right.
That part.
LOL. Yeah, but I was confused by that. And I don't know, maybe she wasn't... I feel like if she had the chance to go, she would go.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, is that kind of like dramatic?
Maybe she used this as an excuse. Maybe she, like I said, she could have got out of the whole Canada thing for work and could have been like, you know what, I'll just cancel it. It's a few $1,000, I'll stay with my friend. But she's like, you know what, I actually do want to be alone right now, so let me just go.
Yeah.
I love that you make up their stories for everyone.
I love it.
I live in a fantasy world.
Maybe. And during that scene, Kylie said, I just talk about myself all day. And I was like, oh, maybe that's tough for Jordan. Because, you know, as we've talked about earlier, she's going through a lot. So I'm sure that's kind of hard. You know, you have that one friend that just, like, wants to talk about themselves all day. And you're like, I can't hear anymore. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I'm sure that's probably tough.
Yeah, and probably her sitting there and everyone's like, oh, my God, Kylie, what's this? What's that? And Jordan's probably thinking to herself, can someone ask how I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
Can they ask about how my father is, like,
our dad just passed.
What's going on there? Like, can someone ask me a question so I can vent?
Right.
So maybe that's another thing.
Like, I'm sure the crisis about black hair versus blonde hair sounds really stupid when you just had your dad fat. Like, I can imagine being just, like, completely over it.
Yeah. I feel like I'd go home, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Even though you want to be around your friend, but...
Yeah. Well, it's tough because I feel like she feels like she works for her. You know, like if she's not with her, I'm sure she kind of feels like she's like missing.
But does she get paid?
I don't think she gets paid to be the friend.
I don't think
because she's not the personal assistant. She's the. But I'm sure her plane rides are paid for. The Uber rides are paid for. The food's paid for.
Yeah, lives with her.
Yeah.
Doesn't she? We kind of had a glimpse of that. Was it a side house or something that Jordan was staying in?
The guest house.
The guest house.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she lives with her for free. God, that must be nice.
Right.
Yeah. I want to be able to do that. It's like, no, I need to be independent. Because that friendship can go left, and where are you going to be staying?
Right. Yeah. Mm.
I think she comes from a successful family, though. Yeah. Or, like, you know.
Yeah, she has
like normal people successful.
Yeah.
She has money. Like, she can pay her rent. She can pay a mortgage, I'm sure. Sometimes the mortgage is cheaper than the rent.
Seriously. You know,
Moving on.
Okay, so the Met Gala look was incredible. I'm so happy she chose that dress. That really, really was incredible. I love the first one,
too. But I did like the other one.
Gorgeous. I thought the other one was closer to the theme.
Right. And that's what they kind of said.
Yeah.
What was the theme again?
It was... Comme des garçons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very like abstract, very like boxy. Like Rihanna was like the perfect, where it's just like over the top, very like
a box. Okay.
I'll call it the bondage dress, because it kind of looked like bondage-y to me.
Yeah.
That would have been great for the VMAs.
Yeah,
they were both beautiful, but I loved the final look.
Custom made. to your body.
And
I will never know what that feels
so
like.
Yeah. I'm glad they cut the hair. When it was long, I was like, yeah.
I think you have to do short with a dress like that.
Yeah. You want to make sure the attention goes to your areas. Yeah. Now, what about that $360,000 ring?
I want
that. Was loaned.
I want that on my finger.
I thought we weren't going to do that anymore.
I want that in my bank account.
We were going to stop showing those.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to stop doing that.
Rubbing in our faces that we don't have that.
Yeah, or just for safety reasons. But
For safety.
Yeah, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But at the end of the day, when they go to the Met Gala and they have that jewelry, no matter, like, any red carpet, they have security from the person who lent it to them watching everything they do.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So the whole, like, thing last week, the whole buildup was like, Met Gala, I'm so scared, I'm gonna be by myself.
Right.
And then it was like, okay, you're just walking another red carpet. I was like, damn.
You're just like, oh my god, I have no friends, am I gonna stand in a corner? It's like, no, girl, you know, I know. Okay, so you might not be friends with these people, but you know who they are. You can start a conversation. Yeah. You better bet someone's gonna come up to you and say hello.
If you put me at a table with Ryan Reynolds, I'm gonna be talking.
And Blake Lively. Oh my god, that's my dream.
That was my thing. That sentence, I was like, what? You don't know what you're gonna say? Like, those are the most some of the most inspirational artists of our day. That would be so incredible. Like, what an awesome opportunity to, like, ask them questions. And, like, really get in their brains. How cool would that be?
Yeah.
I know. I'm sure it's stressful.
And when she was naming off the names, I was not getting starstruck at all. I don't know what it is. I just don't get starstruck. But it's like, okay, great, normal people. So let's have them talk. I was hoping to see some of what we saw. Some video of them on the red carpet, but I wish we were able to get in, but you can't even do selfies, which she got away with.
Right.
I just thought they sounded like fun people. Like, all those people seem like really interesting people to talk to. Like, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively on social media, I'm just like,
so funny.
I so want a cute. Show.
Not pretentious at all.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like Halle Berry, I've heard nothing but good things about her. Like, it just sounded like so a bunch gorgeous. Of really cool people. Or Damon. I love Matt Damon.
Blake would probably push me down the stairs for talking about Gossip Girl for the whole time. I was legit gonna wear my Chuck Bass scarf, the polka dot one, tonight. I swear I was. I was like, damn, the shirt don't fit, so it doesn't go with the other one. So I'm gonna wear it. But
I thought that was interesting. I was like, what a cool life that you get to be around those people. And like, it elevates your knowledge of like the world, because they're like so, you know, they're such integral people in our society, I feel like.
They have a really good spotlight on them. And I don't know, with me in my head, I see the good that they're doing, because I know how they change people's lives with music and movies. It really helps us when we're down and out, or we're happy, or motivates us. But at the end of the day, they're in front of a camera doing something that they love. They're not like healing people's, like, doctors should be on red carpets. Honestly.
Right.
They're saving lives. But I get the whole thing about the whole fame thing. But as of the phone call that she made, was she calling Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
I know, he's so cute.
I just thought it was such a Jaden Smith comment to be like, I'm not even a real person.
That's what made me think it was him.
I was like that,
He's so weird. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
He's great. I love him.
I love it, though.
I don't get it.
That music video where he was Batman. Oh, my God. That was so good. He's really cool. He's, like, really innovative, too. I like him.
I like his dad.
One thing that stuck out to me was when Kylie said, Donatella wants this, so this is what you do. And I thought, well, your friend Jordan said a few things, but you didn't really listen to her like you listened to Donatella Versace.
Of course not. Duh.
No, I would put my friend first. I'm like, Donatella, I love you, girl, boo-boo, but my friend comes first.
You think? I feel like, especially if you're wearing Versace, you can't take anybody else's opinion into consideration.
I think this is a little bit of a different situation where you have to go with the stylist.
Yeah, it's like a big, right?
It's maybe
it's
just
business.
My New York attitude of, I don't care.
Yeah, totally.
So what were kind of your favorite moments on the show? Anything interesting this week that you really loved?
The format of the show, it definitely changed.
Yes, totally.
I want to see more of the producers. I want to see more of the camera recording, of the person talking to Kylie.
Right,
I want to see all that.
I want to see behind the scenes.
Yes.
I kind of like Diva Kylie, I'm not going to lie. Yeah,
it's more real.
It's not, because they're so good at, like, the Kardashians and Jenners are so good at, like, publicity and everything that I'm just like, it was just a nice moment to see her, like, lose her cool.
I 100% agree. I thought that was the most interesting, and you don't get to see a lot of that on the Kardashians because they edit everything so perfectly and they all have, like, the cookie cutter answer where they're answering about their life. So I loved that, and I loved her outfit so much.
Yeah, that outfit was amazing.
Like, dream about
amazing.
It.
That color.
Bomb. Just
insane.
It,
it's pretty, it's a little bit similar to hers last year.
Yeah, as far as like the cutout. Well, like the cutout.
In like a beaded situation. Yeah. But I still love it.
If I'm going to allegedly pay for that body, I'm going to allegedly show it off too.
Right.
Allegedly.
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 I love you, Kylie. That's what's wrong.
Okay, so is it tea time?
Tea time. So, time for the tea. I don't even have any tea, but...
It's tea time.
So, for tea time... I came across a story that Kylie Jenner's coming out in on the cover of a magazine, V Magazine, and she is just showing the most, more than what Playboy shows these days. Her boobies are out. And we got to remember, the first few episodes, I didn't want a private life. I don't want to be a superstar. I want to be private. Well, you're showing your privates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think there's a big difference there, maybe. Yeah. I just, you know, seeing this, it just made me really sad. I don't know if it's, like, because she feels like she has to keep doing more. You know, when you're famous, I feel like you have to, like, keep upping yourself. You're upping your game. You're, like, getting more risky and stuff. But, oh, man, I was just like, that's too far, I think. I don't need that.
I think she's just so young that's why it bums me out. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel like she's getting... pressured into it, whereas like her sisters, like, they're doing it, but I feel like they are kind of very aware of who they are and they can kind of just be like whatever. But like, I also think that you can have a private life and still show off stuff, because it's like, this is my I'm consenting to showing you this. Like, this is me choosing to show you this, rather than like someone stumbling in and like taking pictures.
But you also know what door you're opening there, which, let me just say, any woman can do whatever she wants with her body, take any kind of picture that she wants. No slut shaming here, 100%. But when you say one thing and do another, it kind of confuses us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to talk about how gigantic her boobs are in that picture. Because they are like
huge. Yeah,
they're this
huge.
Big.
And perky.
They're big. And, well, it's scary. Because she's so tiny and they're so huge. And I'm like, how many boob jobs does she has? Well, if Jen was here, she would say three.
Yeah, but Jen has honestly been quoted to say three.
I feel like she's going to get, like, knocked over, like, from the weight of her boobs.
I don't know. When I see it, they're impressive. But I'm just saying, when I think about, like, who's looking at that?
Yeah, creepy old men.
That's when I'm like, ooh, I don't want to post that.
Like, maybe creepy old men, it's like, ooh, you're not even 21.
Yeah, ew. Yeah. Maybe for, like, Travis, I'll send that to Travis, you know, or, like, you know, I just,
you don't need to go that far. Because you can do it in a tasteful way.
Yeah, if you ever get bored, just look at her comments, and you will just question, like, humanity as a whole. Because you're like, why would you write that in a public forum?
Like, give us one.
Like... it's not safe for this. Like, I can't even... They're just, like, so, like, XXX rated. I'm like, you know, people can click on your profile and, like, see that you're, like, a father of three.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
So creepy.
Scary. So
that's the thing. The internet isn't real. You become superheroes, and we think we're invisible. We can just write anything that we want, but it takes two clicks to find out where your Facebook is, and we'll find out where you work, and then all your stuff's going left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you got to remember.
Then you're losing your job.
There's something called an IP address. We will always find you.
Right. And you're losing your house, your family.
Just
I don't know about your house, your family.
Kylie Jenner's boobs. I lost my job because I looked at them.
It's a scary rabbit hole.
If it wasn't Kylie and it was someone else, would you say that photo was artistic? Would you say it was beautiful in a kind of way?
Yes. Well, no. I don't know. But here's my thing. I guess you do have to think about it. Right now, like, that's kind of a trend. Like, I know, like, Kendall's been doing it, like, kind of like the sheer top.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been worn differently, and it's also been with, like, smaller things, smaller, you know,
goods,
smaller goods. So I feel like maybe people don't like look at it and don't blow it up like that. But I guess it's the fact that she's in the lingerie kind of makes it feel not as artsy.
Did you read the article? Is it out yet?
I don't think it's out just yet, but I saw the photos and it was just like, wow, it just gets more and more and more and more, and I'm like.
sexual.
Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do with your body, girl. You only get it, like, once in a lifetime. So I'm not slut-shaming you. But know that you're opening this door of nudity where Kim did it and your other sisters did it. So make sure you have complete control over what is being published out there. And not just your mom saying, just let it happen.
Yeah.
I definitely think there's a way to do a photo shoot like that and still have it be, like,
tasteful.
Serena Williams just did that pregnancy.
Oh, yes! Yeah. You're so right.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. I mean, she's, like, super pregnant, so hopefully people aren't getting, like, really weird and graphic with it. But she looks super beautiful, and it was really tasteful, and I'm drawing a blank, but there's, like, been plenty of other, you know, women who have done nude shoots like that, and it's just all about how you...
It's all about the content of it all. Like, if it was Playboy, then it was like, ew, but this is V Magazine. Like, if it was for Vogue, then it wouldn't even be in question. It would be like, it's Vogue, it's beautiful.
Right? Of course. Yeah, you're right. It is different.
I also think your platform has a lot to do with it. Like, what you're, like, contributing to society. Like,
right.
And, like, not that she's not doing things, because, I mean, she is very impressive for a 19-year-old, you know, with her makeup and everything like that. But, like, I would... think that, like, if it was someone who, I'm trying to think of someone who's, like, her age, Zendaya, who I don't think Zendaya would do something like that, but I think if Zendaya were to do a tasteful shoot like that, people would have a more positive, like, look on it.
You're so right.
It's like, oh, she's doing all of this. This is, like, artsy. This is, like, you know.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer for Kylie.
Yeah.
But I think, like, a lot of V Magazine shoots are like that. Like, sexual. That's what I get from all those V Magazine. Sexual, sexual. That's, like, always what they
Men's health. No, that's just mine.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I think it's kind of a bummer the way it...
That seems to be their vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what direction this goes
in. We'll see. Yeah, we will see. But that was our tea time. Does anybody else have any tea?
I think that's all the tea we're spending tonight.
That's the tea time. Mm-hmm. So next week we've got London, which is exciting. That'll be fun, I think.
Oh, yeah. So I'm excited about...
So it's time for predictions?
Predictions.
Let's do predictions. Yeah, we will. Perfect.
Here we go.
Okay, what do you think?
Oh, well, I'm just excited. I'm sorry.
Do it.
I'm excited to see Kendall and their relationship. And I love that she says that she wouldn't be friends with her unless they were sisters.
I know. Yeah. That is cute.
Because she says it a lot. I feel that way about my sister. Like, we're so different, but we're sisters, so we're similar. And if you guys have that same thing. But I thought that was funny, and I'm excited to see their little, their banter back and forth.
Yeah, it's cute. I think in the beginning they said that there were going to be no sisters, but maybe now...
The re-editing.
Honestly, I think maybe it was good that the first episode kind of got that weird backlash that we weren't exposing enough. I think that now, with either the re-editing and possibly reshooting, I think that now they're getting it. Like, today felt more heavy, more docu-series, more like what we were promised in the beginning. Really,
100%. And that's what my prediction is, that they're going to be more raw, and it's going to be exactly like this one, but just get better by showing the family and maybe talking about topics that they probably wouldn't have talked about in the first place.
Right, exactly. What do you think?
I am going to piggyback off of that. I want to see some, like, legit Jenner sister, like, bickering, you know, like sisters do, because we saw it with, like, on Keeping with Kardashians with, like, Khloe and Kourtney and Kim.
Totally.
And I want to see it. We got one of those, a fight between them on Keeping Up with the Kardashians over, like, a dress or something.
I remember that.
And I was like, this is me and my sister. Like, to the T. And so I kind of want to see just normal interaction with them, because I'm sure they butt heads a lot.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Kieran, I think I'm saying that right. I hope I am. She's on my team, Team Rob. She's really hopeful that we get Rob to make an appearance. And that is also my hopeful prediction. So, Rob, come to us, please.
I would love to see Rob.
I know. Rob's number one fan. Clearly.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens.
Do you have a thing for big guys?
I don't know. I just really love him. I just want to know he's okay.
You can slide in there right under Black Chyna.
Oh!
That came out wrong.
Yes.
You can be the new... I don't know about that. But anyways, we're hopeful we see Rob.
Anywhere. He learned his lesson.
Yeah, he's like staying put for now. Before we wrap, we want to just let you guys know there's some things happening at AfterBuzz.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Very, 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 very exciting stuff. Things. Yes.
Super hyped.
Yeah, so anyways, we of course want to thank you guys all for your support. You guys are honestly the best, and without you guys, we wouldn't be here right now. So our after shows aren't going anywhere, but we're changing the format a little bit.
We're evolving.
We're
growing.
Yes.
So they're going to be better.
Yes. So most of the shows you love only air for part of the year, but during the rest of the year, these shows have news consistently breaking that we want to talk about with you guys.
Yes.
So
you're not just going to see us for a short time period. You're going to see us all around. We're going to still be talking.
Can't get rid of us.
Right. Yes. So now there's going to be even more. So even more updates on the shows you love. So we know our job is to kind of cover all of the shows more year-round now. So you'll hear about it all the time.
And our YouTube channel is going to be divided into 9 sections over genres like comedy, drama, reality, that sort of situation. So then you can kind of clearly find exactly what you want to watch faster.
100%. And I think this is great because we never want to say goodbye to you guys or have you feel like you have to wait a whole season for it to come back. We're going to be here. We're going to be talking. We're going to be giving you new information in a different kind of way that I think you're going to love a lot.
Yeah, and this isn't going to be happening overnight, so it's not going to be like a huge change. You're going to be like, what the hell? I don't know where anything is. It's going to be baby steps, so just be patient with us, and yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, we're really excited. And as always, thank you so much for joining in the group chat. We really love when you guys hang out with us and talk to us.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So if there's anything we didn't get to in the live chat and you guys want to talk about, make sure you put it in the comment section. We'll try to get back to you. We'll try to include it next week.
We definitely read them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We really do read them. So go in on those comments.
Yeah. Go in on the comments.
You wanna say.
But thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm Teague Julie Pinko. You guys can find me at everything at Teague DP.
I'm Shanti, Instagram, Shanti _ Christina, Twitter, and YouTube. I sing at Shanti Christina.
She's a singer.
Okay. Whoa. I'm Drew, and you can follow me on everything at OKDrewJ.
And I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
Yay! Woo! Thank you, guys. You're the bomb.com.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.